This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
In a few minutes, we'll look at some of the costs of loneliness. I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning to you. First, struggling families will see less money from the government to help with groceries. The pandemic-era program has ended that temporarily increased SNAP benefits, food stamps. So inflation pulling one way, reduced federal aid tugging the other. Here's Marketplace's Nova Safo.
The federal government had been providing so-called emergency allotments, additional aid for those receiving food assistance. Congress ended the program as part of the $1.7 trillion budget deal lawmakers passed in December. Instead, they created a new permanent program which gives additional food aid to low-income parents during the summer months when school is out. 18 states had already terminated the additional SNAP benefits, Florida being the most populous among them. For the rest, some 30 million SNAP recipients will get an average of $90 less a month starting now. According to the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, some households could see dramatic reductions of $250 a month or more. The think tank says the additional SNAP benefits played a big role in keeping people out of poverty, especially people of color. Officials say SNAP recipients should make sure they update eligibility details because that could increase their monthly benefits and to seek other aid programs in addition to SNAP. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
For over 2.5 years, China's financial hub, Hong Kong, has required people to wear masks amid COVID. Failing to wear a mask carried a fine that was the equivalent of about $600. But with infections declining, the mask rule has just been dropped there. Here's Marketplace's China correspondent, Jennifer Pak.
Starting from today, people in Hong Kong will no longer have to wear masks indoors, outdoors, or even on public transport. But hospitals and nursing homes can still require masking. This sends a clear message, says Hong Kong's leader John Lee, that the Chinese territory is getting back to normal. There are crowds on the streets and in malls, but not as many people are buying. In the touristy areas of Central and Tsim Sha Tsui, several shops are empty and looking for tenants. Businesses still standing, like a fishball noodle restaurant, may sell at the usual price, but the serving size is cut by a third. Hong Kong adopted some of the toughest COVID rules during the pandemic, like flight bans, extended hotel quarantines, and limiting group gatherings. No surprise, then, that its economy shrank 3.5% last year. Now, Hong Kong leaders want to revive the economy by offering 500,000 free air tickets to attract tourists and passing out consumption vouchers to encourage spending. Without a mask mandate, Hong Kong joins neighboring Macau and mainland China in dropping nearly all COVID restrictions, except they still require international passengers to test before arrival. Mainland China remains the only one of the three still not issuing visas to foreign tourists. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.
Checking the financial market screens here, the Hang Seng Stock Index in Hong Kong rose 4.2% today. Here, S&P and NASDAQ futures are up between 4 and 5/10%.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Loneliness has been on the rise in the U.S. for decades. By one estimate, more than 2 out of 3 working adults consider themselves lonely. Now, some embrace being alone, but loneliness is different, something debilitating, an epidemic with links to reduced productivity and the need for more health care, both physical and mental. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman now looks at how loneliness affects workers and what workplaces can do about it.
The health insurer Cigna has been crunching the numbers on loneliness in the workplace. Ann Bowers leads the research.
Lonely workers had significantly higher rates of stress-related absenteeism.
They miss an extra week of work per year compared to non-lonely workers.
They were also more likely to be thinking about quitting their jobs.
Twice as likely, in fact. Bottom line, says Bowers, when it comes to worker productivity,
loneliness costs employers approximately $154 billion annually.
There's a cost to those experiencing loneliness as well. Esther Prentice is 36 and lives with her cat in a small apartment in Portland, Oregon. She's experienced depression and loneliness since childhood and plays piano to keep her spirits up. She's had some really bad jobs, she says, like public transit bus driver.
That was the worst, not only job, but the worst thing I've ever done for my mental health. The level of stress while also being sedentary, and you are alone.
Employers can help mitigate some of the loneliness people experience at work, says human connection consultant Uni Turatini.
At the weekly team meeting, for example.
She says take just 5 or 10 minutes to go around the room or the video call.
And you have one person that gets to share something about their life that most people don't know about them. So something that is not perhaps work related, which makes people feel seen and heard and valued.
In an era of remote work and nonstop screens, Turatini recommends scheduling teams to come into work in person on a regular basis to improve productivity and morale. Sometimes it's the job itself you have to get right to break the loneliness. Esther Prentice found the one for her. She's now a barber in a small salon.
And I love being at work. I have my hour with each person. And for some people, they're getting their head shampooed and it's the first time that they've been cared for in a while, which can be very powerful.
It keeps her on an even enough keel to keep coming back to work day after day. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Mitchell's reporting is part of a collaboration with Call to Mind, our parent company American Public Media's mental health initiative. And earlier this week, passengers aboard an EasyJet flight from Iceland to Britain got quite a show. The pilot pulled off a sweet 360-degree turn so that passengers on both sides of the jet could see a dazzling display of the northern lights. The Aurora Borealis has just been putting on quite a glow, not just in the far north. In the UK, reportedly, some have even seen the phenomenon just an hour north of London, beyond greens, even pinks. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.